Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good Monday afternoon. And welcome into Grant and Danny. You are listening live to 106.7 The Fan. We are in overcast, frigid, windy, snowy Minneapolis. Coming your way live for the next 4.5 hours. We will take you all the way up to 6:30. You can listen to us all over the DMV on our flagship 106.7. Of course, coast to coast, wherever you're traveling today, with the free and available Odyssey app. And you can watch us streaming on video, high definition, on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Jay Gruden is on the show today at 3 o'clock. The former head coach here in D.C. has watched the tape for us. We'll get his breakdown of the Commanders and the Vikings. We've got Capitals tickets for a listener to their December 20th game with the Red Wings. We're giving those away ahead of the Blitz in 2 hours at 4 o'clock. And we'll talk to Adam Amin, who called the game yesterday with Drew Brees on Fox at 5 o'clock. Want to get his breakdown of what he saw at U.S. Bank Field yesterday. What a beautiful stadium. What an ugly performance. Danny, the losing streak has reached 8.
Oof.
And in really tough, embarrassing fashion. That was a good old-fashioned beatdown at the hands of a 4-8 Minnesota Vikings operation. Came in terrible offensively.
They sure did.
With the worst starting quarterback in the league, you wouldn't have known it. J.J. McCarthy got right. The Vikings got fat on Washington and blew them out by 31.
Was that Fran Tarkington moving around the way that he was, scrambling and dropping dimes on this ridiculously terrible team? I would let everyone know today, everyone, you could be fired for this. Whether I do or not, it depends on my mood in the next 20, 30 minutes. Pack your stuff just in case. Stand outside in the cold just so you realize what could happen. I'm well within my rights. If I'm Josh Harris... Marjorie Harris, by the way, was super nice yesterday, giving hats to people and saying we'll be better. And you know, because we were at the game, by the way. We're here.
Yeah, after the game, to just give you the backstory on what Danny's talking about, for the few and far between Commanders fans that waited around till the very, very end, not just beyond the final whistle, but 15, 20 minutes after the game.
Yeah, just to bask in it.
We're still just sitting there waiting so we can get an Uber later and, you know, just kind of staring around at wondering what just happened and where that anvil had come from that just hit us. The owner's wife, Marjorie, comes out and starts passing out hats to people in the lower bowl wearing Commanders gear, which was a nice gesture. Doesn't put the Triscuit crackers in your stomach,
no.
But 31-0 was the final score.
Yeah, so she's very friendly.
The least they could do is pass out a couple of hats.
So what I would do if I was the Harris's or Rails's and everybody would get together, I would say, hey, everybody, come here. Here's the deal. Let's go to one of these crappy conference rooms we had at the stupid facility that needs major upgrades, probably to be detonated, to be honest with you. We could start over so it's up to speed with maybe some of the Division I facilities these guys have come from. And I would say, everyone could be fired today. No one's immune. Everybody sucks. You've all failed in a way that's so epic and so colossal, no one should feel comfortable. I'm not going to, I don't think, but I want you to all know that I could. That's everybody. That's Adam Peters. That's Lance Newmark. That's people that hold the door for you when you walk in. That's the receptionist. That's training staff. Everybody failed so mightily. The team that's going to pick first or second in the draft doesn't have streaks like this. I understand the losing. You can lose games. Uncompetitive. No one loses five games by more than 21, 22 points. A 31-0 drubbing. The only team shut out yesterday. Everybody's more competitive than you are. I don't know if you're lost and found again, but maybe they got dropped off at the lost and found. Maybe DQ post-game had a new let's try to find ourselves or another cliche for it. Everyone should be so embarrassed and so ashamed. I feel terrible for fans that paid money, bought tickets, plane tickets, hotels, traveled across the nation to deal with sub-zero temperatures, like Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, shooting ice at you so you're frozen and he could punchify your face. Thousands of dollars to be punted in the giblets by a garbage team. Minnesota sucks. Make no mistake about it. They're all laughing and joking. Like, I can't believe we got a couple first downs here on this first drive. Our offense has been terrible for, I don't know, the whole season. Woodshed dominant. Everyone should be so ashamed. No positives. Anyone who says anything other than what I'm saying, smack yourself in the face and go take a bath in the freezing cold. Back to you.
It was a shameful performance by a really, really, really bad team. And we will talk in our 5 o'clock hour today coming up. We'll take calls on how hot the seat should be for Dan Quinn, you know, how much Adam Peters in the front office should have to answer for and what kind of trouble as a regime we should be talking about. My philosophy has been and is that they got to get out of jail free card for this season based on last year.
They're testing that, aren't they?
They are. Last year was not just good or great. It was historical. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Frankly, the further away we get from it, the more wild and hard to fathom that it actually happened that it was. But they went to Detroit. We all saw it. And they won a playoff game. They whooped them. They went to Tampa Bay. We all saw it. And they beat them. And they got to the NFC Championship game. So when you do that in year one, and they were feeling themselves, you could see it all offseason, how they practiced at camp and how they went about who played and who didn't in the preseason, and just generally how they conducted themselves, all offseason screamed, we've arrived, we're really good, told you guys, you didn't know, we did. That's fine. They have been as bad this year as they were good last year. As amazing beyond words as last year was, this is that bad. And I guess that's what I want to drill down on. I think what you just said is true. What is happening is absolutely fireable. I'm not firing people. And I mean Peters, I mean Quinn. Right. Like, these guys are safe into next season. But I will say for Dan Quinn, you have used the get-out-of-jail-free card, my friend.
Yeah.
It should have lasted you two or three seasons. It lasted you one. Because that is the big picture point I've got today. This is not just a losing team that's dropped 8 in a row, that's dropped 9 of 10, that has lost 10 of 12. So hard to do in the league, by the way. This is a team that routinely gets blown out and embarrassed and demolished. The whole league is designed to prohibit teams from getting blown out, to prohibit teams from losing 8 in a row. It's hard to do. And they have made it look not that hard. I had someone today who said, I'm tired of you saying, basically, that it's hard to lose 8 in a row. All you have to do is stop trying. Of course you can lose 8 in a row. So I ran some of the numbers on this, Danny. 22 teams since the 2016 season, the last 10 football years, 22 have lost 8 straight games. That's it. That is 6% of the team seasons that have happened. So it is very, very hard to lose 8 in a row in a season. It happens 6% of the time. The Commanders are the only of those 22 teams over the last decade to have an 8 or more game losing streak where at least 5 of those losses are by 21 points. Yesterday was 31, by the way. Danny, no other team in the last decade has had this happen. 320 football seasons. Meaning Washington is having a year that has happened 0.3% of the time. Again, I say, this is not just bad. This is really, really bad. And the last point I'll make is, there has not been a team to check these boxes. 8 straight losses, 5 by 21 or more during the skid since the 2013 Houston Texans, who lost their final 14 games of the year and went 2-14. meaning it's been 13 football seasons since anybody's done this. 416 seasons of football for all 32 of those teams. This season has happened less than a half a percent of the time, 0.48% of the time. So miss me with, well, it's an injury here, it's an injury there. The story all week was how healthy their offense finally was. Everybody but Austin Ekeler. And along the way, you lose Jaden Daniels again because he played three straight games where he's gotten hurt and left the game. And you lost Zach Ertz again, in his case, first time. And I feel awful about that, by the way. We'll talk about him. Future Hall of Famer, maybe his final game. Awful hit, just gross.
Right, it was literally right in front of us. It was. Horrendous.
But you lose those guys as the game goes on.
Yep.
Because it's a game they played in this season, so of course they're going to suffer some serious injuries.
That's right.
Having said that, Danny, what was the talking point all week? The offense, we finally get to see it.
Now we'll get to see it.
And this is what I was so excited about. You're going up against the number seven defense in the league, blitz happy. You got a quarterback who's got the lowest completion percentage in the NFL going into the game against the blitz. He needs those reps, needs that work. Let's do this. They got shut out with the entire group intact. When they were on the field, they didn't score a point. Yesterday was bad, man. Yesterday should be very, very revealing. Anything you want to say on a day like today, you get to.
Yeah.
Fan short for fanatical, you want to pop off, you want to go crazy, you want to hot take it. They have allowed you to do that with how they have performed. Because losing in this league happens. Losing like this happens a couple percent of the time.
The New Orleans Saints are terrible. They won yesterday. The Tennessee Titans are an embarrassment. They won yesterday. The Jets still an embarrassment and they lost, but you see my point.
They won last week.
They have played more competitive football more often than this garbage team.
They won last week.
There are a thorough self-reflective evaluation must happen. Part of me is grateful for this, honestly. I was so worried about an empty calorie win here or there where they'd eke out a win against some terrible team and say, see, that's who we really are. See, it was just the injuries. It's not. That can never, ever be uttered. That they have lost that privilege to say anything other than my approach failed, my rah-rah, sis-boom-bah, cliché-filled nonsense failed, my give every veteran every day off failed, my entire team built with nothing but old veterans that were slow and unathletic and can't keep up failed, my scheme on offense failed, my scheme on defense failed, my approach with this player, that player, regressions all over the board. Everything that they did failed. To an astounding degree that there's no hiding. So part of me is grateful for it because there's no excuses now. I don't care how they played the last four games. This is enough to put the nail in the coffin, NBA Jam style. What an absolute embarrassment this all is.
They are underdogs going into their game with the Giants.
Rightfully so, by the way.
I agree. Yeah. New York's got Jackson Dart and some athletes that are playing good ball on both sides of the ball. Now, could they win this coming week? Very possibly.
Could, yeah.
It's a pick'em game in the Meadowlands. But here's my point. If they don't win that game, and I just picked them to beat Minnesota because I'm a stupid idiot, and they lost by 31, by the way. I don't know if you guys watched the game. They got shut out.
31 points?
So the game started right around 25 hours ago, and they're still trying to score their first point.
Now, Deebo Samuel catches that ball in the end zone. They have points there. They're still not winning.
Well, yesterday we're leaving the game. And the way this town works, other than being really cold and snowy and windy.
It's no joke, by the way.
And everyone being super nice.
Yeah.
The wind chill today, I just looked it up, is 1 degree. I don't know if that works for you or not.
It's almost an insult that it actually registers positive.
I'd like it to be negative.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have these skyways that allow you to walk all over the city. Now, they take you away from where you want to go at times, and you go through weird office buildings, and it's not like direct. So you do a lot more walking. But we walked for like 90 minutes after the game yesterday to get back to our hotel, roughly. And at one point, I look over to Danny, and I go, you know, this didn't really feel like a 31-0 game. And Danny looked at me like exasperated. He's like, what are you talking about?
What do you think it felt
like? He said, what did it feel like? I said, felt more like 31-7.
Which is a quality
bet. It did.
It's a good bet.
I mean, they had a 95-yard drive to start the game.
To start the game.
First down, second down, third down, fourth down.
Right, like, hey, we're in for it, man. Minnesota went down and scored. Washington had an answer. This is a ball game. This is going to be a fight.
The reason, though, that you go for that, which was 1,000% correct.
Sure.
In addition to the fact that nothing matters because you're 3-9 and terrible.
And nothing else matters.
Is that if you don't get it, the opponent takes over the football with a quarterback who stinks and an offense that isn't good
right. At
their own 2-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And now in a loud indoor building, even at home when the crowd is being quieted down, they're in the shadow of their own goalpost and bad things can happen. Maybe one of the defensive tackles you pay $15 or more million gets into the backfield and hits the quarterback. Or maybe, you know, God forbid you get a pressure and he throws the ball into somebody's chest and you get a pick and you're 18 yards from the end zone. Or maybe. You know, nothing great happens, but you just, after a first down or two, force them to punt, you still get the ball back at your 35 or something. Here's what happened instead.
You'll never guess what happened instead.
The first drive like this in the league this year, 19 plays, 98 yards for more than 12 minutes of being on the field with, I believe, five, but at least four, third down conversions along the way.
Oh, sure.
What a completely inept defensive series that was. Right after, you couldn't throw the touchdown to your offensive tackle eligible, and they didn't score on third or fourth down. We can get into the play calling if you want to. I know everyone's beating up Cliff for that. Brandon Coleman's wide-ass open. Go back and watch the play. Play works. Tackle eligible's wide open. Jaden's rolling left. Decides not to throw. He wanted to wait until the throw got more complicated, I guess. Go back and watch it. Yell at me if you want to. It is wide open for about a second and a half. And then he's like, nah, I don't like it yet. We'll wait till the guy's draped over my lineman, then I'll throw it out of the back of the end zone. So that doesn't work on second down. Then on third down, well covered, throws it out of the back of the end zone correctly. Fourth down, puts it exactly where it needs to be. Small window throw into the hands of the $20 million man, Deebo Samuel. And he was kind enough to put it right on the carpet.
Get off my hands, football. I hate you.
Was that the same end zone? I think it was, where we were scoring touchdowns the day before on our tour.
It was.
We went on a tour of the stadium, which maybe we'll talk about today. Maybe we'll have to wait till tomorrow because the game was so terrible and you guys are going to want to spit fire, I'm sure, like we do. But we played a little like 4-on-4 football in that end zone, yeah. And we were dropping dimes and making plays. Kirko changed to Justin Jefferson circa 2023 or whatever. I don't remember anyone having to drop that bad in the back of the end zone, but it happened yesterday. It
happened yesterday to the professional.
It did. I'll
tell you that.
19 plays, 98 yards. God, what a terrible game. What an awesome stadium.
I'd like to hear more about Dan Quinn calling plays and the improvement of the defense. Anybody have anything on that today?
What a great trip. Other than the game.
Yeah, we saw a Timberwolves game. That was electric.
Yeah.
That was a blast.
Our guys, Kondori and Murata, put on a clinic.
As usual.
But then the game happened.
That part's not their fault, though.
They don't get
this game. They did everything but. Yeah. You can lead the horse to water, and then the horse got its ass whooped 31-0 by a garbage team.
You guys want a private tour of the stadium by the same designers and architects that are building yours so you get all the details on how they think about building a stadium? Sure, we want that. You guys want to go to the Timberwolves game and see a game come down to the wire?
Yes.
You want to see James Harden draw like six fouls that aren't real fouls and go to the line 41 times?
Yes.
We want to see that. Yeah, no doubt. You want to go to the football game on Sunday? Of course.
Yeah.
You want to sit in the Polaris Club with the best seats you've ever had for a football game? Sure.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
We'll do that.
31-0.
31.
You don't get to see your team score a point if you sign up for all that.
And I thought they were going to get one of those points.
There were so many fans here, by the way.
Yes.
Think about these fans.
That was my major takeaway. That's what Marjorie Harris did. She's like, here's a hat. Yeah. This sucks, I know.
She's like, I can't catch the pass for you, bud. I can't block. What? I'm trying to think of what movie that is where he's like, I'm tired. I can't do this for you anymore. Oh, it's my favorite speech. It's the 6 inches in front of your face. Where
Al Pacino.
Pacino's standing in the locker room. He's like, I can't do it for you or I would. I'm tired. Marjorie was like, I can't get the ball out.
I can't.
I can't make the catch. I can't score the point. I can't make the tackle. But I got a hat for you here. You like fitted or you like snapback?
You a hat person?
Which one do you want?
Here's one. Here's a hat. Just, I ran into a good buddy of mine I didn't know was flying out for this game at the airport, leaving D.C.
Yeah.
It turns out a couple guys that I grew up with, went to high school with, were making this trip also. I had no idea. We didn't communicate it. They didn't know I was going, whatever. So I ended up meeting up with them yesterday. Like, one guy came from Syracuse. One guy came from Iowa. My buddy came from D.C. All these guys together had this big meetup. This was like one of their big things. And yeah, it's already depressing because both teams are out of it. You thought this might be a playoff preview or Washington would need it to fight for something. May not have the same season as last year, which is magical. We all get that. But at least this game would have meaning, right? Right? Not only was it not that, the letdown already happened. And you're thinking, I can't be let down more. Then the trap door opened up. You landed on a bunch of spikes, Mortal Kombat style. This wasn't just you came all this way for a bad team and they lost. Oh, J.J. McCarthy makes a play or last-second field goal or the crucial turnover.
That was Madrid.
Down.
You're describing Madrid.
Yeah, like a normal loss. You got him, and like the Vikings fans are going, this is pretty unusual for us. This doesn't happen a lot. We don't know. Sorry. They're like apologizing because they know they stink too. They got shut out the week before. They're like, we've been there just last week. And we looked it up. It hadn't happened since 1992 that a team gets shut out and then comes back the next week and wins by 31 points. This is so all time. This is so beyond the realm of, oh, bummer you lost or the breaks went against you. This is every single decision and approach that we have must be thoroughly forensically examined and probably termed incorrect.
This is going to sound hyperbolic and dramatic. I challenge you to tell me I'm wrong. This could not have gone worse yesterday. Like, if you tasked a director to come up with a script,
this would have been thrown out.
No, I don't think it gets thrown out. I think this is it, though. It's like, realistically, as bad as it can be without it seeming like cliche or cringy. And you go, okay, we're going to start the movie with Dan Quinn in the locker room saying, we lost the game, but we're not lost anymore. And like taking solace, man. As we all did, because it's been such a crap year, yeah, in the fact that they had just lost the game. Like, let's all high five and hug the brother next to you. We found ourselves. We found our identity. So it starts with that. And then it ends with your worst loss of the season, 31-0. But lest we forget, we haven't talked much about this. We'll talk about this next segment in quite detail. Jaden Daniels getting hurt again. It looks like not seriously, and maybe he didn't go back into the game for precautionary reasons. But in the last three games that Jaden Daniels has played in, he has left with an injury. So to lose by 31, to get shut out, to have your quarterback, after the conversation being about his durability off and on for the entirety of the season, leave a third consecutive game with an injury, to have the defense, which looks like it's trending in the right direction under Dan Quinn, lay another egg and crash back down to earth and give up 30 to one of the worst offenses and one of the worst starting quarterbacks in the league, who had a 129 rating and 3 touchdowns and no picks. How could this have gone worse? Do I need to mention Zach Ertz tearing his ACL, being done for the season, or
brutal,
maybe
just brutal
beyond? This was just a nightmare that you don't get to wake up from because it was real. But let's talk about the Jaden Daniels injury next. Live from Minneapolis, which is 16 degrees today. Feels like 1 degree.
One.
We're Grant and Danny. In a city where the wind chill is 1, which is more than the Commanders scored points yesterday. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Back live, Grant and Danny from Minneapolis on the Fan after a 31-0 Vikings victory over Washington. The Commanders are 3-10. Unfortunately, they did not move up in the draft standings for now. They are still sixth, although they've got a big one looming this weekend in the Meadowlands against the Giants, who currently have the number one pick. But believe it or not, Washington is now within a game of the Giants and the number one pick. And because of strength of schedule, if they beat New York, they would leapfrog them and presumably at least one, maybe some other teams in the process. So the hunt for climbing up in the draft with them eliminated officially is on.
Yeah, the hunt for draft capital, baby. Here we go.
Jay Gruden joins the show at 3. We've got Caps tickets to give away at 4. And Adam Amin, who you just heard calling the game for Fox in that highlight, stops by at 5 o'clock. Danny, Jaden Daniels returned. We talked on the show really all season long. We've discussed this, but the last week or two, the convo has been about whether or not he should come back and play. I have advocated loudly for him to play football. I think he needs to play. I still feel that way. And if he's healthy against the Giants this weekend on the Meadowlands or next week against Philadelphia, I will advocate for him to play football because I think he needs to play football. I think when you watch him play, you see a guy who is not playing at the level he did last year because he has not had the reps in practice and in games and with his teammates to play at a high level. So he's not playing at a high level against Seattle the last time out or against Dallas the time before that necessarily, or certainly in this game against Minnesota where he had a 35 rating and a pick of Andrew Van Ginkle, and he was 9 of 20 for 78 yards. So I think he's got to play football, but he did get hurt again. And now we are at a point, Danny, where it's three straight games he's played and he's left with an injury, and it does feel like if he plays, he gets hurt. And so now you're eliminated. You got a month left of the season. That's a lot of football ahead of us. But this conversation's going to come back up in a big way after he landed on that elbow.
Shut him down. That's it. Enough. No more. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. This is very simple to me. You already said it. You just summarized it. When he plays, he gets hurt. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. I deal with what is. Here's what is. He's come back 3 times. He's been hurt 3 times. We can't do it. Whoever's fault it is, the answer is yes. You want to blame him? Want to blame Cliff? You want to blame the offense? Want to blame the O-line? You're probably wrong, but whatever. He can't get through games and stay healthy. We'll try again another time. Here's my analogy.
To be clear, though, you have been for bringing him back.
100%. He needed to play football.
But you don't think he needs to play football now? Or the back seat?
I still do. That's now in the corner and tiny, and it's overruled. You're in a box. You could stare at that corner. You're right. He needs to play, but we can't do it. We can't do it. Here's this very simple analogy that I have. I have two older sons, 12 and 7. They play together. They should. I'm not yelling at you. They should be able to play together without incident. They should be able to, right? How many times have I said to them, hey, guys, can't have that kind of sound, can't have the whining, can't have something break, can't have an incident, can't have a problem. And they go, oh, okay, no problem. I have to come back a second time and warn them. I come back a third time and warn them. And at the end, I come back and say, that's it, we're all done. We should be able to play together without anybody screaming and crying. We should be able to have the TV not break or this piece of glass not fall or a scratch on the wall or someone come to be bleeding. We should be able to do it, but we can't. We can't get through that session. We can't play together. Find something else to do. Go your separate ways. That's what's happened to me. That yesterday broke me. That fall was innocuous as far as football falls go. That should not have been the thing. I'm now going to scream at you, again, not you, Grant, and everybody who will listen to me, that he shouldn't have been playing in the first place. If that fall cannot come out of the game, you shouldn't have been cleared. But I'll get to that in a second. The idea that we can't is frustrating. It's embarrassing. It's exasperating. It's pathetic. But we are here. I am acknowledging that we are here. When he plays, he gets hurt. Therefore, he can't play. I don't know when it's going to be acceptable. I don't know when that's going to come. I just know that something's going on in the water. Something's going on in the air. Something's going on with this franchise where they have lost their privilege to trot him out there as far as I'm concerned. He will be injured again. I can't in good conscience do it. It sucks because he needs to play football. I'm done. Shut him down.
So there's a lot of different areas there I want to respond. But let's just start with the first one, the analogy of your kids don't get to play together anymore. To stay with that analogy, if they had to play together to get to a point where they learn how to play together, I think that's what we're talking about. Like, you're not going to get Jaden Daniels back to being Jaden Daniels without him playing in games to do it. So you're saying, we're going to wait 7 months or whatever, and then we'll let them play together again and we'll hope for a different result. I just think in this analogy, it gets harder to play together as you wait longer since you've last done it. Because the longer you go without Jaden Daniels becoming Jaden Daniels, that is problematic. And when I say becoming Jaden Daniels, I mean playing like he did last year, right? Because just like the team, you've got last year and you've got this year and they look very, very different. But the longer you go without him being on the field routinely, that's a problem. That stunts development. And playing at a high level, that's also an issue. So if that's the case in this analogy where your kids actually have to play together to learn how to do it, and it's the only way to break through this wall to the point where now they're not breaking things and screaming and crying, then however long you wait doesn't really matter, which brings me to my second point, which is for the people that are saying he shouldn't play again this season, they're basically saying that as a way of saying they don't trust him to stay healthy, that they think if he plays, he'll get hurt. Is that fair?
Yes.
Why would that be different in September? That's the part I don't understand.
I don't know. And I don't. Why was their offense the worst it's been all year when it was the healthiest? I mean, my point is,
sure,
this now defies explanation.
But here's my big picture point on this. Mm-hmm. You are acknowledging a really significant issue if that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
What you're saying is, I don't trust this player to stay on the field.
Correct.
This player, where the original discussion before the draft was, mm-hmm, are we sure he's going to be able to stay on the field at this frame and this playing style? If you are advocating for shutting him down for a month of a football season and not playing him for four games at the end of the year, it's because you're saying he can't stay healthy.
Yes.
Now, if your argument is some fake thing like the offensive line can't protect him, which has not been a problem. The Seattle game was an example where the best defense in the league got after you. Minnesota blitzes, I get that. But go back to the Denver game with Mariota when the ball came out. This injury, almost every single injury, by the way, it's not that the O-line, he's in the pocket getting crushed. It's he's running, he's moving, he's scrambling, he's doing other things that have nothing to do with the O-line. Cliff's play calling doesn't protect him. Scrambling is not on the play caller. Yesterday was an interception where he's chasing it down and he gets destroyed at the middle of the field. Cliff Kingsbury shouldn't have called the interception play where Van Ginkel, I think he checked it at the line, by the way, and checks into a screen to the guy that defends the screen better on his side of the ball than anybody in the league, based on what I could tell. But that said, so are we now saying that Cliff Kingsbury shouldn't have called the interception play where Jaden chases it down and gets knocked down? No, he's a hell of a competitor. He's one of the great competitors on your team in the league, so he had an interception. He's running. He's playing football. It's a freak thing. But if you're telling me he shouldn't play again in this month, why is it different in September? Other than just saying, well, those games matter, and so we'll risk the injury then. If that's your answer, I guess okay. But what's going to change after the offseason? For this confidence that all of a sudden now he'll learn a lesson while not playing all offseason? That he can now stay healthy? Do you understand my confusion on this?
Of course I do. And so here's my response. One, we have now an automatic if he plays, he gets hurt. You're saying, I don't care if he gets hurt.
I'm not saying that.
That's my, when you translate my thing, now I'm translating your thing. So my response to you on your question is, I don't know the answer. I do know that this shouldn't be happening. This doesn't happen to any team, that anybody's this bad. Something is so irrevocably broken, and if I could point to what it is, I would. I'd hand them a note card. Maybe they'd fix it. I don't know why it's going to be better. I hope with an overhaul. I hope with introspective discussions and evaluations of every single element of their organization, from training staff to water temperature to mold in the building. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going to be better. I hope with time it improves. If it doesn't, we can yell at each other about this next year. I know that when he plays, he gets hurt. That's the end of the discussion for me.
But will he be able to play in week one, or are we going to be worried about him then too?
Of course I'll be worried.
And we'll wait to week two.
Of course I'll be worried.
But will he play in week one?
I have no idea. If we get to this situation again where every time he plays he gets hurt and has to leave the game, then no is the answer.
But I guess
I'm hoping for improvement. I don't have a specific formula to that. I do know that it's now to the point that it's irresponsible to put him on the field because he can't stay healthy. And your point is correct when you say, you're saying, I don't trust him to stay healthy. Yep. I got 100% data point now. When he plays, he gets hurt.
Okay, but
so I don't trust him to stay healthy.
Then the alarm is sounding.
The alarm is sounding.
Which is so much bigger, big picture of the future
here.
Of this player and the durability of this player. This is what it sounds like to me when you say, he shouldn't play for a month. Alert.
Yes.
Alert. Alert.
I have that alert.
That's what I hear.
And rightfully so. You're right. We're in lockstep on that. Everyone's alarm bell should be exactly where mine is. I am seeing this so 100% correctly. We wait a while. He plays injured. We have 100% sample of that. This is such a disaster. This is such a disaster. If he plays next week, he will leave the game with an injury. I'll bet on that because he's done it three straight times.
And my point is I would bet against it because I don't know that it's ever happened before. But
we're here.
I totally understand what you're saying in that regard. I'm not asking Danny Hutier this. I'm asking your camp of people this.
Yes.
But to the people that say you can't play him, are they okay playing him in week one next year?
Yes.
Or should we wait until week two?
I think that's what's the thing you always accuse me of? Straw-manny?
Yeah.
Like, right now.
It's 100% straw-manny. I'm doing a bit.
Yeah, right now, it's a disaster.
Yes.
I'm hoping it won't be a disaster next year. I'm hoping with an overhaul and a bunch. But again, that's all it is hope. I have no data point that supports. I just know that right now, here's where we are.
Yes.
He plays, he gets hurt. I can't do any discussion past that.
Exactly. And it is straw-manny, and it is a bit to drill home my point, which is, you're just kicking the can down the road. That's all people are doing is saying,
at this point,
I don't want to deal with this right now. I don't want to deal with the fact that, you know, he can't stay on the field, mm-hmm. that he can't stay healthy, that when he plays, the level is not what we want it to be or need it to be. So let's worry about it in September. That's what I hear. That's what people are saying. And I agree because the season will be back on, and hopefully they'll have a good supporting cast around him, which they did, by the way, in this shutout loss to the Minnesota Vikings. And because it's a new season where they're not eliminated, I understand that literally it makes more sense to play him in that game. But acknowledge, people out there, that if you're saying, don't play him again for the next month, what you're actually saying is you don't trust that this player can stay healthy for 60 minutes of football.
And right now, this minute, that's the case for me.
That is a gigantic
correct
problem.
Yes, it is. It's and again, a lot of it's him. A lot of it is him. The overwhelming majority is him, and he need the change that I was begging for has not happened, and that's terrifying.
What injury this year can you pin on anybody else? I mean, I guess the nuances of he had to leave the pocket against Seattle because of pass rush, or you called an RPO where Dan Quinn essentially said after the game, we never run on that play anyway. Like, it was designed for a pass, and Debo's in the end zone, whatever. But, like, you could say they shouldn't have run an RPO, so you put a couple percentage points on Cliff, or the pressure happened, which just happens in the league. But Seattle was harassing him all day. But, like, that's a play where he chose to leave the pocket. The Green Bay play, he's running. This play, he's running. Dallas, he's in the pocket, and he's kind of reacting, and the hamstring goes on him. Where are the plays where it's something else?
Well, not necessarily the play, but Quinn himself said, I missed it. That's where we got the I missed it.
Oh, you mean taking him out of the game?
Yeah, not having
okay,
him in the game.
Okay, that's fair.
When they're down by a million.
I just mean the actual injury.
Sure, the actual play itself. Right.
Do you look at the play and go, that's somebody else's fault?
Right, so you and I have disagreed about this, and we'll disagree about it forever. But to me, the we're in the shotgun all the time to emphasize his running, and that's a paradigm thing where it's more of an option for him, and it's emphasized for him, and that leads to decision-making that, you know, we'll continue to put him at risk. I mean, there was a play on the sideline yesterday where he's cutting back again, taking on shots. I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, please don't stop this. And, of course, he just does it and pops back up because it was nothing. We only notice the ones where he gets hurt. To me, the process is terrible. And there needs to, like, I don't know what Cliff and Dan are saying to him behind the scenes. I have no idea. We'll never know. We get a glimpse on Hard Knocks, and it's usually a cliche, and then, you know, we'll high-five about Tavita getting another job because, you know, he's a commander for life or whatever the hell it is. But I don't know what's being said behind the scenes. I know that it ain't working. I know that the injuries are happening at a 100% rate, and until that's different, we can't do this.
I want to get back into this idea you brought up, which I've seen a lot of, and it's interesting. I'm not shooting it down. I just want to discuss it, that maybe he shouldn't have been cleared if you land on the elbow and you leave the game. So we'll do that next. Jay Gruden at 3. He advocated for Jay Gruden, just like every other coach and executive for the most part, getting back on the field. We'll talk to him at 3, Caps tickets at 4, Adam Amin, who called the game at 5 on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From Minneapolis, where we watched the Commanders lose 31-0 and get shut out for the first time since 2019 yesterday. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. By the way, the last shutout for Washington came at home in that 9-0 game at the hands of San Francisco. Good 49ers defense. But that was during a monsoon.
Yes.
Sheets of rain, the wettest I've ever seen fans at Northwest Stadium. So I'm going to put an asterisk by that one. In fact, I said yesterday something to the effect of, the last time they got shut out in a game that wasn't affected by weather. You got to go back even further to the year before when Josh Johnson, now their third-string quarterback, was their starting quarterback because time is a flat circle. And they went to, I think, Philadelphia at the end of the game, at the end of the year, and got shut out in 2018, the first year after Cousins left. That was when they went through like four QBs in 6 weeks or whatever that Chemingus was.
Mm.
Do you remember that? Might have been Jay's last season.
I was going to say, that runs together. There's been a couple of those.
Yeah. Jay's coming up at 3 o'clock. We got Caps tickets at 4. We got Adam Amin on the show at 5 o'clock, so no reason to go away from G&D today, taking you up to 6:30. But even that game was outdoors, and it was freezing, and it's the end of the year. Like, I'd be curious to know about an indoor shutout where it's 72 degrees in there, man. It's not cold.
There's no breeze.
That wind's not pushing the football away from your receiver.
There's no sun problems, yeah.
Like, don't you think the vast majority of shutouts in league history had something to do with weather? Whether it's, I don't know, the sun coming down and getting in your eyes on a deep ball or something? Like, that is an indoor, controlled environment That's hard to do.
I mean, you think back to some of those awful Ron Rivera teams and games, and there were many. But he would, you know, get a field goal in. You know what I mean? Like, just to make sure we're not shut out, okay? Like, he would do crap like that.
You can't do that, though. Like, I would
we couldn't even do it yesterday.
I would have been more mad at Dan Quinn. I don't know that he ever had a chance to, for the record.
Yeah.
But if they would have kicked a field goal just not to be shut out, that's worse than getting shut out, I think. That's the most loser thing you could do. If you just, like yesterday, the Raiders, and I'm not just saying this because I lost on the worst beat of my life as a sports bettor, but I think it needs to be acknowledged just for everyone else. They're down 10 points.
This was an all-time beat,
this was a horrific.
Tell people this. What's
cost me in confidence points picks, too, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have had a perfect week.
You and Dave Portnoy were both ranting and raving about this one last night.
So this is an all-timer. 10-point game.
Yep.
The Broncos have been wearing the Raiders out all day long.
Uh-huh.
The Raiders have the ball with like 5 seconds left. Okay, they throw a pass with no timeouts. Dude gets tackled around midfield.
Yep.
They're not in field goal range. He's held down for quite literally like a second by a defender. They throw a flag for unsportsmanlike
delay
nonsense.
Of game.
Yes.
Yep.
Held him down.
Mm-hmm.
So they move them the 15 yards into field goal range, but they're down 10.
What's the spread?
The clock stopped at 2 seconds. The spread is 7.5. It's a 10-point game. Instead of throwing the ball to the end zone like a grown-up or taking a knee or just running a football play, Pete Carroll trots his field goal kicker out for the final seconds of the game.
Confidently, too. No hesitation.
What a joke.
Chewing his gum, pacing up and down the sideline. He goes, field goal, field goal. Chew, 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 chew.
Like, I'm a reasonable, mild-mannered, I think data-driven. Like, I'm not yelling fire people ever. That's just not my bit. If I'm Tom Brady, Grant Brady's walking down very handsomely and firing the S out of that guy. In fact, I'm calling a game. I'm on Packers-Bears at the same time. I'm sending a text to Mark Davis, his bad haircut, right then and there and saying— At Mark Davis haircut, go down there and fire Pete Carroll, but I don't want to see him in the building again. But anyway, they kick a field goal. They lose by 7.
At the horn.
And the -7.5 for Denver for me turned into a big fat hair thing. Loser. That was the worst beat ever. All the way around. The penalty shouldn't have been called, was stupid. Gets him into field goal range, stops the clock. The field goal attempt was asinine. Everything about it was just egregious.
Because they're not going to have time to spike it and get a playoff or whatever. And the game was going to be over. And it wasn't. That's an all-timer. That's like that kid hits a half-court shot when nobody's trying or playing defense.
Yeah.
Or whatever, to take it from, you know, the plus to minus the spread. Insane.
So we're going to have to come back to this idea that you wonder now, based on Daniels going down on the elbow, then leaving the game, whether or not he should have been cleared. Because we don't have the time to do it here. We're getting ready for Jay Gruden. We're in Minnesota, where the wind chill is 1 degree, and there's snow on the road and falling from the sky. You're listening to Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar.
Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.